Back in Europe, we head to Scotland.
In the 18th century, a change in English law caused Gretna Green Village, just over the Scottish border, to become famous or infamous as the destination of thousands of underage runaway couples who wanted to get married as quickly as possible. Today, Gretna Green retains the tradition and attracts up to 2,000 couples a year. They come to be married over the anvil in the old timbered blacksmith shop where the ceremonies were originally held. Susan Clark is director of Gretna Green Limited, a wedding, hotel and hospitality business. Her family has owned the famous blacksmith shop for generations, and as she told Speak Up, its legend began with England's 1754 Marriage Act.
1754 was an act that was passed in Parliament. It was changing the laws of England. In England, you needed to be 21 with parental consent to be married. In Scotland, the law was still 16 without parental consent. It was brought into force in England to stop the marriages that were happening in London near the prisons. But what they hadn't anticipated is that it would have started this flow of people that wanted to be married. It wasn't somebody that was after a young lady's dowry or something, so a bad marriage in a family's eyes. There were lots of couples that were genuinely in love, were 16, wanted to be married, and they could come across the border into Scotland and be married.
But why Gretna Green in particular? And why get married in a blacksmith shop rather than a church? Clark explains.
Gretna Green, because it was the first village in Scotland on the west side of the country that you came across. The blacksmith shop, an act of fate almost. It's just because that was the predominant building in the village. And in those days, any profession like a blacksmith or a joiner or people that were well renowned in a village, that was enough for them to conduct the ceremony.
Today, up to 2,000 couples a year are married here in the quick and easy over-the-anvil style, says Clark. Although it is a different sort of couple attracted to Gretna Green now.
They've heard about the history and the magic of Gretna Green, and often in this day and age, the couples that come to be married possibly have been married before. They've had all the razzmatazz and the expense of the first time round and just want to come quietly, focus on themselves rather than the pressures of families round about on these important days. And they've come in their thousands. This year we will organise nearly 2,000 weddings in the year. About 1,500 of them will take place in the blacksmith shop. We have another marriage room down at the manor house in Gretna Green as well. The biggest number is from England, absolutely a lot from Scotland as well, but from America, Australia, all sorts of European countries. So yes, it's a worldwide name that is recognised.
But Gretna Green is no Las Vegas, Clark insists. Both the ceremony and its venue retain their authenticity and romance.
On the whole, a Gretna Green wedding is a very simple, low-cost wedding compared to weddings around the country. We can do a very lavish, high-cost wedding if that's what's required, but on the whole, people are coming to Gretna Green. They want to keep it simple, no fuss, concentrate on each other and to marry. Weddings that are conducted within the blacksmith shop are done over the anvil, where your hands would be sitting on the anvil as the ceremony is conducted. It absolutely is full of magic and romance, and you see it written in the faces of the couples that come to be married. They just get a feel about this quaint little wedding venue that is the blacksmith shop. The walls almost speak to you. It has the most extraordinary atmosphere.